is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Justice Department has charged several men who were part of the Iranian plot to kill President-elect Trump. Here's CBS's Michael Toscano.
DOJ says it was a murder-for-hire effort with an unnamed official in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructing an Afghan national named Farhad Shakiri back in September to put the plan together. Shakiri had been deported by the U.S. after being imprisoned on robbery charges. Two other men, investigators say, were recruited to join an assassination team were arrested today. Shakiri is in Iran.
Trump has promised stiff tariffs on many imported goods, and our Christopher Cruz tells us a big supporter of tariffs, Robert Lighthizer, has reportedly been asked to return as U.S. trade representative.
During Trump's first term, Lighthizer was one of the leading figures in the president's trade war with China and the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada. Trump wants to impose across-the-board 10% tariffs on imported goods and even higher tariffs on imports from China and elsewhere. Experts warn that if the tariffs go into effect, they would push up prices for a wide variety of goods.
There have been a lot of questions about what happens with Donald Trump's court battles now that he's heading back to the White House. CBS's Linda Kenyon with the status of his criminal election interference case.
Per request of Jack Smith, the judge overseeing the case has canceled the remaining court deadlines. Smith's team wrote that it needed time to, quote, assess this unprecedented circumstance and determine the appropriate course going forward, consistent with the Department of Justice policy. He's referring to a policy that says a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. In the meantime, Smith's team will update the judge on its assessment by December 2nd.
There's some monkey business going on in the low country of South Carolina.
Animal experts have spotted and are now trying to capture 43 monkeys that escaped from a facility used for medical research. Jay Cook owns a car repair shop in the town of 1000, just off I-95 outside Beaufort, South Carolina.
Somebody must have left the door open or something. I don't know, but everybody in Yemsey's been talking about it pretty much all day today.
Local authorities say the monkeys on the loose pose no threat to people, although residents have been told to stay indoors. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And Grammy nominations are out. Leading the pack with the most.
St. Texas. Ain't no holding.
Queen Bee. Beyonce's up for 11 this year. Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, and Kendrick Lamar all got 7 nods. The 67th Grammy Awards take place in Los Angeles on February the 2nd. We are seeing a lot of green on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow's up 324 points. NASDAQ up 30. S&P 500 also up 30. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No real firearms are found in a Kenosha incident that led to the arrest of a 13-year-old boy yesterday. The teen has been charged with making terroristic threats after he tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary with suspicious bags.
Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
Police say tips and other evidence started coming in as they searched for that kid yesterday. Racine Representative Greta Neubauer says she'll seek another term as Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader. She made the news talking to WIS Politics. It comes following the Democrats' campaign that resulted in a gain of 10 seats. Racine County is preparing for a busy Veterans Day weekend. The celebration includes a fish fry, 5K run walk, Veterans Day Expo, and a ceremony with the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. Spending for next year is set in Kenosha County. The county board last night approved the 2025 budget. County Executive Samantha Kirkman is praising the budget for maintaining fiscal responsibility while lowering taxes for homeowners. And Racine's annual holiday parade is set for tomorrow, starting at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge. The event features local groups, a tree lighting ceremony, Santa, and it'll conclude with fireworks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me here this afternoon. Well, a woman in the UK was arrested after she set fire to what she thought was her ex-boyfriend's car, but was actually some other guy's. Well, I think it's pretty clear why he broke up with her.
I'm your
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Endless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, my son Zach stopped by for a visit. Hey, Zach.
Hello.
How many cars do you have now?
Right now, you could say I have three.
I could say that?
Well, yes. Okay. I technically am splitting the ownership of one of them.
Okay. So, how many hours a week would you say you drive?
Maybe eight.
Okay. Well, you're pretty much right on. It says here, the average car owner enjoys just 9 hours behind the wheel. And I don't know, I think you're probably like me and you spend most of your time driving to and from work.
Well, I would say that's correct.
Yeah. Three cars?
Three cars, yes.
I'm trying to picture which one you're considering the third.
Oh, are you implying that the Mitsubishi is not mine?
No, I'm considering the Mitsubishi, the Jeep, and what's the third one?
The Mercedes.
Oh, the Mercedes. I didn't know if you were counting the Mercedes or not. You and your friend are fixing it up. It doesn't currently run.
Oh, it currently runs. It just, you know, leaks fluid everywhere.
You're working on it.
Well.
All right. Can you stick around a little bit? I got one more thing to talk to you about.
Absolutely.
In a little bit. All right. My son, Zach, is here. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road. To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Another sad day night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got it. to go. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Hear another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Flint. Hear another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sing another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 43. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 54. Maybe a little rain on Sunday and a high of 59.
Took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love and you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine Representative Greta Neubauer says she'll seek another term as Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader. She made the news talking to WIS Politics. It comes following the Democrats' campaign that resulted in a gain of 10 seats. With the gap between parties down to 54-45 in favor of Republicans, Neubauer expressed confidence in the Democrats' ability to build on the momentum. She thinks they can potentially flip the chamber in the next election cycle. A 13-year-old from Kenosha has been charged with making terroristic threats after what happened yesterday. Police say today no real guns were found after the kid tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary with suspicious bags. The situation led to a countywide school lockdown. Although no real firearms were found, police discovered airsoft replica guns at the suspect's home. Police Chief Patrick Patton said after the attempted entry at Roosevelt Elementary, they started getting tips.
This is something that had been told to people of his growing intentions. We know that there was internet searches, and all the red flags that we would look for and expect someone to report were there. And we're coming up forward saying we had narrowly missed a tragedy today. And we're just going to re-encourage everybody when they see something, say something, help us out, have those talks with your children.
The teen, who initially told police he was trying to sell candy, later admitted to intending to scare students. The teen has his first court appearance today. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
It's John Jonathan Edwards and Sunshine on WRJN. A lot of people found meaning in that song, some believing that it was a repudiation of Christianity. But here's what Jonathan Edwards said. He said, quote, I used to get letters back in the day, letters from English classes and different science classes telling me about the deeper interpretations that they had come up with, the meaning of life, you name it. That was always entertaining. But what it has left me with is the wisdom to not answer that question, because everyone's interpretation is way more creative and interesting than my original impetus for the song. So you go with it, unquote.
You can't see the tears, I realize I'm crying.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls.
We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. My son, Zach, is visiting me in the studio here today. All right, question for you. I want you to think back to your childhood, growing up in the house with mom and me and your older sibling. What movie do we watch year after year after year around Christmas time?
Well, I would have to say the movie Elf.
Elf, starring Will Ferrell, turned 21 this month. 21 years ago, Elf came out. Will Ferrell, James Caan, Zooey Deschanel, Mary Steenburgen, Ed Asner as Santa Claus, and now the late Bob Newhart, who just passed in the last year or so. It was released into theaters November 7th, 21 years ago this week. All right, here's a couple little tidbits about the film. The director is Jon Favreau, who's done a lot of Star Wars stuff recently. But he played many roles in the film. He played the doctor. Remember, they went to see if Will was actually the son of James Caan.
Right, when he was eating all the cotton balls.
Eating all the cotton balls. The doctor was played by the director. He was also the voice of the angry raccoon.
I didn't realize that that raccoon had a voice actor.
And the voice of Mr. Narwhal.
Ah, my favorite character.
And the original baby buddy was played by triplet girls who replaced twin boys who cried too much.
Baby buddy?
Yeah, there was baby buddy. Remember when he was in the orphanage?
Oh, in the very beginning, of course.
Yeah, all right. So Elf turns 21 this month, and we're going to have to break out the DVD here pretty soon.
I'm pretty soon here, yeah.
All right, that's my son, Zach, who's joining me in the studio today. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
Just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.